After the popular novelist Robert B. Parker died in 2010, fellow novelist Ace Atkins was charged with keeping Parker's fictional private investigator Spencer alive. Cheap Shot is the fourth Parker novel written by Atkins, and it has a sports hook. One of the main characters is a fictional member of the New England football team, actually called the Patriots, and actually coached by Bill Belichick. The author joins me now. Ace Atkins, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, thank you very much.
You were already a successful mystery writer in your own right before taking over the Spencer series. What was the attraction in continuing another author's franchise?
I think getting a lot of dirty letters from people, emails, people will say, who the hell are you? What do you think you're going to do? You know, it was truly being a fan. I have been a fan of Robert B. Parker since I was 15 years old, and I would not have become a crime writer. I would not have become a journalist. I would not have be such a voracious reader if it was not for Robert B. Parker. So I love Spencer. I wanted these books to continue, and it was a wonderful opportunity.
So, yeah, you're writing the Spencer novels. There's somebody else doing some other series of novels that Parker did. It is a three-person job.
It is. I mean, that just shows you how prolific he is. But not only was he prolific, he was damn good at it. No Sonny Randall books as of yet, but a good buddy of mine, Reed Farrell Coleman, is going to be doing the Jesse Stone books. There's a Western writer named Robert Knott. He does the Westerns. And so it takes a team to be Bob Parker, you know. And my only regret in this business, I've been doing it for over 15 years now, was I never got to meet him. And he, to me, was a real legend. Legend, and what a wonderful thing to be able to continue on these books.
Once you had decided that Spencer's client in Cheap Shot would be a New England Patriot, a fictional player named Kinjo Haywood, and that the team in the book would have the same owner and the same coach as the actual New England Patriots, did you have to worry at all about how you characterize the non-fictional characters in this work of fiction?
Well, you know, there was some kind of agreement where I had to say Bob Kraft was the greatest human being of all time, that there was a... You know, just there, nothing big, just minor things like that.
And that's in writing.
There's
right?
actually a part of the, I don't know if you read the entire novel, but the end of it, Spencer does not solve the case. It's actually Bob Kraft. I don't know if you know that, but it's actually at the end.
Well, I misread the novel in that case.
Yeah, it was a totally different ending. They were very accommodating, and this actually came through Joan Parker, who was just a wonderful force of nature. And Joan Parker made one phone call, was able to get me in touch with the front office for the Patriots. They had a complete open door policy, and they had me around Gillette going, you know, in and out of the weight room and seeing the whole facility. And I just, my father worked for the NFL for 30 years. And as a kid, I thought it was a pretty normal background to be able to hang out with Joe Montana and Roger Craig and Jerry Rice. So I had certain characters and people in mind when I was going to be writing about a pro football team. And of course, the main character in the book, Kinjo Haywood, who's a star marquee linebacker, was made up of guys not only that I knew through the NFL and my father, but also when I played football at Auburn, guys that I had played with personally. So that was not important. I think some of the marquee names are kept the same, but other parts of it are fiction.
Perhaps it won't be giving too much away to mention that Kinjo Haywood's child is kidnapped in the course of the novel. And while the fate of the child is very much in doubt, Kinjo returns to work. He plays in football games. Do you think a player would actually do that?
I think so. You know, I do. I see other people that have had adversity and things that they're going through in their life, and they have that return to normalcy to help them think straight. And I think he just couldn't deal with the monotony. You know, he's working with Spencer. He's working with Hawk. After my father died, I was playing football, and I returned to practice the same day that the funeral happened. And it helped me. It was a cathartic experience to be able to hit people.
So there's not only something of the players you have known in Kinjo Haywood, there's perhaps something of yourself.
There is, except for he's much better. That's why I've become a writer. my 40 time did not match Kinjo's. Had I been a better athlete, in fact, I have it in the book where Kinjo played at Auburn. He was a first-round draft choice out of Auburn and that kind of thing. But I was not a draft choice out of Auburn, and that's why I became a journalist and a writer.
I want to go back to something you said a moment ago, I presume in jest. There are people who were just devoted to Robert B. Parker's character as created by Robert B. Parker. Do you hear from people who say, what the heck do you think you're doing? Spencer just ain't Spencer anymore?
You know, I expected that. I mean, I didn't take this job lightly. I mean, Bob Parker created something that has become iconic and larger than life and just a massively, you know, influential and extremely successful series. So when I took the job, I didn't take lightly. I knew that people are going to get on email and Facebook. They're going to say, Who is this guy? What is he doing? And it was funny. A lot of those letters happened when it was announced that I was going to be continuing Spencer, which was not too far after Bob's death. His final novel came out, a book called Six Kill, which is a terrific book, the last Spencer that Bob wrote. And I got a lot of nasty letters about that book. They said, if you, if you think you could write like Robert Parker, this is no way sounds, you don't know Spencer. I got all that stuff. But the real surprising thing is 98% of the letters I get are, this character meant so much to me. And every year I look forward to the new Spencer novel. And I didn't want Spencer to go. And when I heard Bob Parker had died, I was heartbroken. And so what comes around is, I did not want to like you, but I can tell that you care about Bob Parker's work and you care about the character and you know the character, and I appreciate that. And then I've gotten hundreds of letters like that, and that truly was not something that I was expecting.
If your name hadn't already been Ace, would you have changed it to Ace when you took on this particular writing assignment?
Well, you know, of course, Bob Parker was Ace for the majority of his life. And, you know, that's how he met his wife. He was Ace Parker in college. He was Ace Parker to his buddies. And, you know, he really only became Bob in his later years, where he lost the Ace, but everyone knew him as Ace. And Joan always said how strange it was when she received my manuscript pages and it had the name Ace Atkins on it. And even some older books, if you look at the older book copy on it, it'll actually say Robert B. Parker, quote, Ace, you know, and that's how people knew him. I knew the real Ace Parker. He was actually named after Ace Parker, the famous football player who I think recently died at about 102. And he worked for the St. Louis Cardinals back when my father did. And so I knew Ace Parker as an old man who Bob Parker had picked up that name from. Strange world.
Ace Atkins is continuing the series of Spencer novels, which feature the private investigator created by Robert Parker. The most recent book in the series is Cheap Shot. Ace, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Bill. Pleasure.
To read my review of Cheap Shot, please visit onlyagame.org. We have a new address, facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. If you've already liked us on Facebook, you'll still get our posts. Onlyagamenpr is also our new Twitter handle.